The Education Department wants permission to offer incentive packages to 10% of employees. The buyout offer isn't due to economic or political pressure to shrink government.
The intent here is to recalibrate.
Robert Buggs is the department's chief human capital officer.
We're not talking about folks leaving the roles and are being unable to fill behind them. And for the most part, we intend to fill behind.
Buggs says this is the culmination of a two-year study of workforce needs. About 350 positions could open up, giving the department the chance to fill roles with less expensive staff.
A very crude example would be if yesterday I needed a financial analyst, but today I need a contract specialist, and the incumbent of the financial analyst position is a high grade, and I recognize or realize that given my organizational priorities, a contract specialist would be better suited for my organization, and I can hire at a lower grade level, then that makes good business sense.
Bug says the first round of buyouts in January resulted in only 60 retirements. He expects this round to be bigger and the last for a while. He worked with Claudette Young, president of the American Federation of Government Employees Council that represents education department workers. They sent an email Monday to staff, even though Young says the agency is still waiting for the Office of Personnel Management's approval. It could come any day.
We wanted to get ahead of it so that employees would have enough time. You know, it wouldn't be a rush thing. They would have enough time to think about, you know, if this was a good fit for them or not.
The buyout would apply to staff at 12 offices, with the largest number coming from the offices of Special Education and Rehabilitation Services, Elementary and Secondary Education, and Chief Financial Officer, and the Institute of Education Services. Chief Human Capital Officer Buggs says the agency first will look to people eligible to retire based on age or years of service.
And if we don't exhaust our offerings with that first group, we go to the second group. If we don't exhaust our offerings with the second group and the first group, then we go to the third group, which could be all other employees. We also stage it or have staged it in such a way that we prioritize the position offerings. In other words, we may say all financial analysts, first come, first serve, may have a buyout. And if we don't exhaust that employee occupation, then we may go to another occupation.
Employees could accept the buyouts as early as September and leave any time between October and January. They would receive their annuities and up to $25,000 in cash before taxes. The AFGE's Young says, so far, so good.
I'm not saying that, you know, everything that has to do with the buyout is a great deal. However, I am getting more positive feedback than I anticipated.
Young says that's because employees know the buyouts are voluntary.
The employees have not come to me and said, hey, you know, I fear for my job, because they're looking at my area. And the agency hasn't said that the particular work that those employees perform is going away. So at least the union has not experienced any morale issues associated with the buyout.
The Education Department is one of at least four agencies that recently sought OPM's consent to offer early retirement and buyout packages. The others are the Smithsonian and the Departments of Agriculture and Defense. Other agencies have limited or frozen hiring in anticipation of smaller budgets. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.